I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime! Woo!
All right, good morning. Welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. I am your weekday host from 9 to 11 o'clock, offering up a safe space to the independent thinker out there. Lots to get to today. I kind of realized it. This may be the case every day, but this show today, as I look through my notes as I was kind of getting ready for the show, you know, I'll pull news that I find interesting that I don't think will get coverage other places. That's kind of my litmus test. I leave a lot of the most popular topics off the table. I don't talk as much about January 6th and those things that are going on around there because I know the other hosts here at the station will really do a better job at it than I will. I've got my little slot here, and so I try to do things that are different, that you're not going to hear. You're not going to hear Dana Loesch cover them from 11 to 1 here. So I try to pick out some different things. And it may always be the case, but I've just really got scam after scam after scam. And probably if I took a minute to think about it, that's probably a large portion of my show each and every day. But these just really kind of jump off the page at me. It's kind of the game that's being played on all of us. Some of them you'll recognize. Some of them you might not be aware of. Some of them you may be involved in. There's one in particular that I think a lot of people got sucked into that you may hear, and it'll either set off a light bulb above your head and you realize you got taken, or you will turn off the show, which is a lot of Americans' reactions to when they are given, I hate to use an Al Gore term, but inconvenient truths. So anyway, we'll get to that. It also has me kind of a fun quote of the day in just a second here. My first quote of the day, Gustave de Molinare said, "Anarchy is no guarantee that some people won't kill, injure, kidnap, defraud, or steal from others, but government is a guarantee that some will." That's a bit of a thinker. You know, I tilt farther and farther towards almost being a complete anarchist because you realize the corruption at every level of government. I think if we were left to our own devices, we'd probably be better. It takes a while to get to that point. Even as a pretty staunch libertarian and freedom lover, the idea of basically no government is, it's a bitter pill to swallow sometimes, but just the things from this show. They're basically all scams that are run on us, basically because of government creating the situation or participating in the situation or whatever it is. But this will lead me to my next quote of the day, and I don't know how this kind of hit me. Maybe it's this dreary cold weather has me thinking of warmer times, but so this is to kind of frame the show for today. It's a Jimmy Buffett song called Fins. That's right. We are the only bait in town. There are fins to the left of us, fins to the right of us, and we are the only bait in town. I do not aspire to be a lot of other people. I've never really spent a whole lot of time. I always wanted to be a rock star. I've been envious of rock stars that I have admired. I think that life would be great. I think entertaining. I think having great musical talent would be great. I'm still stuck in that. I take my kids to concerts. That's been kind of my thing with my children. You know, some people fish, some people hunt, some people golf with their kids. We've all kind of got our own things. I took my kids to concerts. Panic at the Disco, 21 Pilots, Fall Out Boy, One Direction. That was an interesting one. I took my kids to every single show. I left asking my kids, why do you guys not want to be rock stars? Because I found myself, even as their old lame dad at these things, that I wanted still, to this day, still, is there any chance? Is there any possibility? I'm not especially talented, but with hard work? Anyway, I find myself drawn to the musical side of things, and I've never aspired to be anybody else, but I've always looked at Jimmy Buffett's life and just thought, man, what a gig. The guy has done especially well investing his money. You know, Jimmy Buffett has invested heavily in retirement homes. And there's even something attractive to me about that. If they've got a, you know, kind of a Margaritaville style retirement home, when the time comes, that sounds like as good a place as any to grab a few friends and create what is basically a new fraternity house for yourself there. But Jimmy Buffett, town to town, making lots of money, shorts and a Hawaiian shirt, playing songs about the tropics. I got to tell you, if there's anybody I'm a little envious of, I think it may be Jimmy Buffett. Anyway, we'll go ahead and get into a little bit of the news here. My first is I'm going to be covering for probably the next couple of days. Of course, this could end today, but I'll make sure that we draw a little bit of attention on this show since it's lacking on the mainstream media. But closing arguments concluded yestday in the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, and now the jury is debating it. So now we will soon hear what the fate of Skinny Oprah is. And I call her Skinny Oprah because I'm telling you, go look at the sketches. I did a search this morning just to see if there, you know, if there was anything that would dissuade me of this notion. Go do a search for the sketches of the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Put them up against any pictures that we have of her. Of course, we have no pictures of her post-arrest, but all of the picture of her socialite days. And the pictures, the sketches, the cartoon drawings that we're getting out of this trial look like Skinny Oprah in a mask. So I assume that is not actually Ghislaine Maxwell, but instead an imposter. But we'll see if an American jury can actually jail an Israeli intelligence asset. Here's the first scam we'll get to today. I wonder if Ghislaine Maxwell, any of her ties to the Israeli Mossad, which is like the Israeli CIA, and our own CIA, are at all disclosed during this trial. It's being completely ignored in the mainstream media. It's not being talked about at all, yet it is widely known that she was an intelligence asset. I want you to listen to how this was Shep Smith, who I guess he's on CNBC now. I want you to listen to how he frames, pun intended, how he frames this trial, what this trial is actually about.
Maxwell says she will not testify in her criminal sex trafficking trial. The ex-girlfriend and longtime associate of the convicted sex offender, the late Jeffrey Epstein, made the announcement herself as her trial winds down in New York. Ghislaine Maxwell.
So did Skinny Oprah stand up and say, I will not testify? That's all that's left. Anyway, supposedly in her own words. But I want you to listen to what they're saying Ghislaine Maxwell is accused of.
Was accused of recruiting underage girls and grooming them for Epstein to sexually abuse. She pleaded not guilty.
That's not really the case, is it? Now, Jeffrey Epstein was a pervert. Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile. But the idea, the sex trafficking ring was not all about Jeffrey Epstein. What they're trying to tell you is this is a girl who just went out. She was Epstein's wingman, wing person. She was just a wing person. She just went out there and found some cute little girls and brought them to Jeffrey Epstein because he had these particularly perverted sexual appetites. But it's not really the meat of what we have witnessed over the last 30 years. This was a highly organized, involving hundreds of underage girls to be brought to very powerful men around the world. It was not just for Jeffrey Epstein. She was not the madam for Jeffrey Epstein. She was a pimp of underage girls to some of the most powerful and influential people in this world, both here in the United States and internationally. And, of course, I mentioned it yesterday. Throughout all of this, we still, 25 years of investigation, starting in 1996, into Jeffrey Epstein's operation there, which, as it turns out, was an intelligence operation run by the Israeli Mossad. Ghislaine Maxwell's the linchpin of this whole thing. She's actually more important than Jeffrey Epstein himself, because Ghislaine Maxwell is the tie to the intelligence communities, most particularly Israeli Mossad. This was a compromise and blackmailing operation. It was not just about procuring young girls for a bunch of powerful pedophiles. It was actually an intelligence operation designed for blackmail. That is why the New York townhouse where Ghislaine Maxwell sent these little girls, not just for Jeffrey Epstein, but for a whole laundry list of powerful people yet to be named, never to be named. Everything was wired for sound and video. You don't do that if you're just running a typical call girl, call kid operation. No, these tapes were used to compromise world, air quotes here in the studio, leaders. And obviously, this was at the behest of the Israeli government as well as the U.S. government. I'm sure the CIA was fully knowledgeable about this and probably participated in it as well. Ghislaine Maxwell is actually more important than Jeffrey Epstein to this, because she is the tie to the actual organization of this thing as an intelligence operation. She was the Mossad agent. Ghislaine Maxwell, for anybody who doesn't know, her father was a Mossad agent posing as a publisher. He was a money launderer. He was one of these protected guys. He was given a full state funeral in Israel when he died. Just a publisher. Let me tell you who attended his funeral. Maxwell was afforded a lavish funeral in Israel, attended by Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir, Israeli President Chaim Herzog, at least six serving and former heads of Israeli intelligence, and many dignitaries and politicians, both government and opposition, and was buried on the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem. Why would six current and former Israeli intelligence heads attend the funeral of just a magazine publisher? I forget what rag he was publishing, but it was obviously a front for his Mossad connections. Ghislaine Maxwell is an intelligence asset, particularly for the intelligence services of Israel, Mossad, that was running a worldwide child sex trafficking ring. None of that is mentioned. This is the whole focus of this trial, is did she go out and operate as the wing person for Jeffrey Epstein, just finding him some cute young girls to have some fun with? So we'll see. Again, it's very convenient that this is going to go to jury deliberations on Christmas week. What is the over under? What are the odds we get a not guilty or a slap on the wrist sentence maybe on, let's say, Thursday, Christmas Eve, maybe to be announced Thursday around 5 o'clock, something along those lines? Doesn't really matter. They've landed this thing plumb in the middle of the week when the entire world is completely distracted with these holiday preparations. So we'll see. But it is important to know. Ghislaine Maxwell is actually the most important person in this stuff. Jeffrey Epstein was just the pervert that had the connections that got Ghislaine Maxwell's intelligence operation into this world. She is the linchpin. We'll see what happens. Salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. They say you better listen to the right side of reason. But they don't give you any choice because they think that it's all right, I closed the last segment by saying we'll see what happens to her, talking about Ghislaine Maxwell. I'm not convinced it's Ghislaine Maxwell. I'm just not. So we'll see what happens to whoever is Skinny Oprah, whoever it is that's behind the mask in that trial. Where is that? Is that in New York? I'm not even sure where it's taking place. So that's scam number one, as far as I'm concerned. The improper framing of what took place on Pito Island. And have you seen a picture of the Zorro Ranch in New Mexico? As I was searching images for the cartoons of Maxwell today, I ran across a shot of Zorro Ranch in New Mexico. You got to see this place if you haven't seen it. Holy cow, it's a palace. Place was absolutely huge. I guess blackmailing the world's elites is very lucrative business, and there's an opening, at least one, right now. So that's scam number one. Now, scam number two, this was kind of interesting. There's an announcement made. This is going to take me several segments to really roll out all the different facets of exactly what's taking place right now. If you want to know how to create a pandemic, you know, just out of whole cloth, find a mild disease. Let's call it the Omicron. Find a mild disease and then roll out and test everybody for it all at once. This is how you create a pandemic and as much, you know, maximum fear. And here's the thing. You test everybody all at once, but you keep testing them. 2-3 days. Somehow you've got to convince, and apparently this is easy to do, you actually convince healthy people to stand in lines to get a test to see if they have this mild disease. Have you seen this? As they call them in Great Britain, the Qs. I like that. Q-U-E. Standing in the queue. Have you seen people flocking to lines, waiting for hours to get, air quotes here in the studio, free, more on that in a second, free tests? A bunch of healthy people showing no symptoms of anything are lining up around this country to get a test to hunt for the possibility that they may have something that is going to manifest as a cold in a few days. This is actually taking place right now. Healthy and feeling fine? Take a test. We might find a case. So this is what we've got. We have actually re-entered the case-demic phase. They're warning us of a hospitalization phase, but right now we are still in the case-demic phase. They've also done this in England. Reported infections in the UK have already spiked in the last 3 days, up from 59,610 on Tuesday to 78,610 on Wednesday. To 88,376 on Thursday and 93,045 on Friday. This is because they have done in Great Britain what they're doing here, which is trying to run the new case-demic by taking healthy people. And I guess I've not taken one of these rapid tests. I guess they jam. Is this a jam up your nose thing? I don't know why they don't have a little bit of fun with the people and just start doing some kind of a rectal swab. Because people would do it. They would do it. And I mean, if you're going to be an elite and you're going to do things like a cat toy with the population, you might as well have a little bit of fun with it. But I guess this is a nose jam. I don't know. In the UK, it says, how significant is it that the spike began on Monday, December 13th, the day after Boris Johnson's Sunday press conference when he warned everyone about Omicron and told them to get their booster jab? There was a huge surge in demand for booster doses starting that Monday and continuing through the week. Could the fact that this surge coincided with a similar surge in both testing and positive tests be more than a coincidence? Joe Biden, over on this side of the pond, Joe Biden has proposed 500 million tests to be given out free, rushed out to everybody. Now, it's going to take till January to get these things out. If you listen to Anthony Fauci in the mainstream news, we may all be dead by then. That may be too late. But 500 million tests. This is on top of the past 18 months of constant and relentless testing. I think the testing had fallen off. I think somebody must have tugged at the jacket of Joe Biden and said, hey, this testing's kind of slumping off here. You promised us part of this scam. And people aren't lining up for the test like they used to. And Joe Biden said, well, we'll fix that. We'll tell them it's free. We'll get government coffers wide open for you. I believe, I should have done the research on this. I do apologize. There may be other companies involved, but I believe Abbott Labs is the main supplier of these government tests, particularly the rapid variety. That's Abbott Labs. So here's the meeting that I believe took place at the beginning of 2020. And you can just imagine kind of a round robin, you know, maybe an executive office type meeting, couches, cigars, champagne, caviar. I'm just imagining where they came out and said, okay, look, we've got a bad flu that has escaped from a lab where we were trying to create a bunch of bad diseases. So here's our chance to pay you guys back for all your campaign contributions. Now, this was during the Trump administration when he had an Eli Lilly guy running Health and Human Services, and Donald Trump himself had taken millions of dollars from the pharmaceutical companies, particularly, I know, $1 million, I think, directly from Pfizer for his inauguration fund in 2017. I know I'm supposed to ignore that. I apologize for that inconvenient truth. Anyway, so they have this meeting. Fauci's there. Francis Collins from the NIH is there. These guys have been at the teat of Big Pharma for forever, and they're saying, all right, look, we're going to make sure everybody's taken care of here. First, we need to quash any cheap alternative treatments. This will be a total waste if people rush out and buy $1 ivermectin pills. So the first thing we do is we go out and we start putting hit jobs on any treatments. We tell them this is a novel virus. We have no idea to treat it. Nothing that exists right now will work against it. Fear, 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 fear. Then we're going to, they looked over at the Gilead executive and they go, okay, you're up first. We're going to take that disastrous drug, remdesivir, that you tested out for Ebola, killed a bunch of people in the trial and didn't, I think even in the Ebola trials, like 53% of the people died. This remdesivir known to cause organ damage. They said, Gilead, we know you got a bunch of remdesivir sitting there in your warehouses. You're up first. We're going to crush the cheap alternative treatments. We're going to make sure that remdesivir, your drug, is the approved treatment for this. Now, the beauty of this is not only, Gilead, will you make billions of dollars selling this horrific treatment for it, but here's the beauty, it won't work. This assures more death, more mayhem, and more fear, which will have them clamoring for, you guessed it, the vaccine. Pfizer, this is where you come in. Now, Pfizer's lobbyists are obviously some of the best in the world, better than Moderna's, better than Johnson & Johnson's for sure. I'm not sure if Johnson & Johnson's CEO didn't sleep with Fauci's wife or something, because there's some tension there. They have been picked on throughout this whole process, but they looked over at the vaccine team there, the dream team of the vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. I said, okay, now that we will have shown we will still continue to have deaths and probably more deaths because remdesivir is going to actually kill a lot of people, which will make people even more scared and rush them into you guys' loving arms for your vaccine. We'll keep out all the others. We're just going to go with you three guys. As the vaccine's rolled out, once you guys are really rolling in the cash, we're talking about tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars here. When y'all are rolling into it, we'll start letting Merck, wake up over there. Merck, you've got your chance. We're going to let you put out a pill. We're going to let you do a pill. So Merck is working on their pill. And then Abbott, where's my Abbott guy? You're going to get the testing. Everybody happy here? Now, remember, this is just the start, and I would imagine, you know, some of them may have grumbled a little bit. Well, this, you know, Pfizer's getting most of it. I mean, Pfizer really feels like they're running the show, saying, well, this is just the beginning. Come on, my pharma bros. This is just the beginning. If we do the vaccines right, we won't kill everybody immediately, but we will have them more susceptible to a ton of other diseases, heart problems, cancers, autoimmune issues. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And this is exactly how they rolled it out. Pfizer really took this to heart because they are the evil genius in the room by far. Pfizer said Monday it would buy drug developer Arena Pharmaceuticals for $6.7 billion in cash to add a promising treatment candidate that targets diseases affecting the stomach and intestine. This is the latest Pfizer deal struck this year to expand its treatment pipeline. The company's last month required immuno-oncology company Trillium for about $2.22 billion to strengthen its arsenal of blood cancer therapies. Arena, this new company that they've just announced that they'll be developing, is developing several treatments for gastroenterology, dermatology, and anybody? Cardiology. So I would imagine that this is the meeting that took place, and they made sure that they're doling this out equally among all of the donor groups. These meetings have been going on, obviously still under the Biden administration. The Trump administration just handed the baton straight to the Biden administration. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You know what the game plan is, right? And the Biden administration said, oh, absolutely. The pharmaceutical companies have been filling our coffers for years, too. We know what we owe them. And so I'd imagine at the very end of this meeting, they all looked around. Everybody was in agreement. This looks like the best deal for pharmaceuticals ever since the Republicans passed Medicare Part D. This may actually even be better than that. So they just said, okay, everybody got the deal. They said, yep, break. And they all went out, made sure that they loaded up on pharmaceutical company, testing company stock. That's just my dramatization, just a meeting that I imagine took place. I could be completely off. I may be wrong. Maybe these are all just charitable organizations chipping in for the good of mankind. And the 500 million tests ordered from Abbott Labs by Joe Biden was just, it's just because it's needed. We just got to keep searching for this cold and make sure that anybody who has a trace of it in their system is quickly identified. When I come back, I've got a fun headline. And then I'm going to get into some inconvenient truth. So there's your, that's really, okay, we got the Ghislaine Maxwell is scam number one. We've got this is like scams 2 through 9, what we're going through here with the pharmaceutical companies and this reaction, treatment, and testing for COVID. But I've got one other scam that many of you may still not be aware of. I've been trying to point it out here on this show for a couple of years now, but you may still be sucked in. But we'll see if this one doesn't break you of that. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. I'm doing what is essentially a public service show today. I mean, seriously, I'm like the Better Business Bureau here. I'm showing you how these scams work so that maybe at some point the people listening to me wake up and realize what's happening and you don't fall for it anymore. And a lot of these scams, people are pretty awake to, particularly the people that I am around the most, largely a conservative group of people, but even liberals, the liberals that I know, the Democrats that I know, they're onto this scam too. But there is one that's still kind of hoodwinked a lot of conservatives. I'm going to get to that. It's probably going to be next hour because I want to spend a little bit of time on it. I failed to mention in these meetings with Big Pharma where they were doling out things to Abbott Labs for the testing, Gilead for remdesivir, the vaccines to Pfizer and Moderna, and the pill to Merck. And then promising endless treatments for the diseases that are actually caused by the shots. I mean, it's an evil genius plan. You got to hand it to them. This is well thought out, well orchestrated. And all it took was really a very low IQ population to fall for all of this stuff. The politicians in the room, now obviously they get a bunch of campaign cash. And you'll see a lot of Congress critters parachute right out of their offices where they're making $180,000 a year into pharmaceutical lobbying jobs where they're making a few $1 million a year. That'll certainly happen. So the politicians are taken care of. But what about Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins at the NIH? You know, they said, Fauci said, I got the patents. We got the patents on the testing, on the virus. Francis Collins said, oh, yeah, a bunch of our guys have got patents on these vaccines, particularly the Moderna thing. Make sure we sell at least enough of this Moderna that we hit our caps every year on what we can receive over the table. No telling what's going under the table. So Francis Collins at NIH is doing fine, too. So everybody got a little piece of the pie. Really worked well. There was one fun headline yesterday I thought was kind of funny as we continue to pick on this globalist creep. Jim Cramer, did you see the news? Jim Cramer tested positive for COVID. This is the guy who wanted to get the military to run around the country, forcibly inoculating everybody. This is the guy that came out and told you the other day after getting his White House talking points that this is the greatest economy he's ever seen. This is the guy who destroyed just millions of Americans' financial future back during the dot-com time and was telling you to buy Lehman Brothers at $67 a share before it promptly went to zero. The same guy on CNBC. That's serving the elites. The guy that came out yesterday, we were reading his tweet where he said, the government has every right to force you to obey. It turns out he's tested positive for COVID. CNBC's Jim Cramer said Monday he's tested positive for COVID and is isolating at home with a mild case. Quote, I have COVID. I came down with COVID on Thursday night. He added that he's been triple vaccinated, two shots of Moderna and a Moderna booster. Now, I love this one. He knows exactly how he got it. This guy is a genius. Quote, I know exactly how I got it. I was at an event where you had to have PCR tests. I got it that night from someone who was tested that day. The problem is it works so fast, you can't stop it. Now, this is kind of funny, too. While he's out there touting, he says, you know, but I got the jabs and I got the booster, so it's a mild case. Now, we know from South Africa that is not heavily vaccinated that South African health authorities have said this thing is just a cold. Vaxxed or unvaxxed, 18 years old or 80 years old, doesn't matter. This is just a mild disease. Jim Cramer's trying to convince you that it was his triple jabbedness that kept him with a mild case. But at the same time, he says, Cramer said his wife is sicker than he is. Quote, she had J&J and Moderna, meaning she got the J&J shot, and then she got a Moderna booster shot. I remember the day where they said, do not mix and match. That was science back then. I guess that's done for. Moderna said before the bell Monday, a third dose of its COVID vaccine appears to provide significant protection against the Omicron. Shares open 9% higher. Oh, boy. This was a funny one, too. Just Jim Cramer not finished fleecing his fan base out there. The recent market sell-off, including Monday's decline, looks like a chance to buy stocks, Cramer said. The idea, quote, the idea that everything's for sale is an opportunity, not a negativity. The gloom is so palpable that you might want to be on the other side of that trade. And he goes on to give you some more recommendations. Jim Cramer's constant refrain is, great time to buy stocks, just like Lehman Brothers at 67, days before it went to zero. Zero. So anyway, Jim Cramer's got the coof. A couple other headlines that were here. New Zealand links 26-year-old man's death to Pfizer jab. That's an interesting, singular headline. When the VAERS system is showing at least 20,000 deaths, I believe 13,000 of those are from Pfizer's jab. But for some reason, we've got a headline. Hey, I think these are deliberately placed out there to say, oh, look, we're really paying attention. We're looking to see if anybody's having any bad consequences. And look, we found one guy down on that little island of New Zealand, and his death has been linked to the jab. But, I mean, we're inoculating the whole world. It's just this one guy on some little island down in New Zealand. I didn't read the story. And maybe they listed his comorbidities and all of these things. But it's just very odd to have a headline, write a news story about one single person instead of couching it like, New Zealand man, one of 20,000 deaths attributed to the jabs, according to VAERS. That would be a more accurate headline, but that's not what they say. And this was also kind of interesting to me as a headline. American soldiers fuel fear in Japan amid outbreak. So, you know, our military that's involved in military conflict, walking around with bombs and guns and adversaries and these kinds of things. Really, the fear around American troops is this cold virus going around. And one more fun one here. For the second time this month, a cruise ship with fully vaccinated adult passengers and crew detected a COVID-19 outbreak. 48 people aboard a Royal Caribbean Symphony of the Seas, the world's largest cruise ship, tested positive for COVID on Saturday after returning from a week-long cruise. Huh. That's weird. I was actually very depressed yesterday. I do get Groupon alerts. Groupon itself, tiny bit of a scam, but you can get some kind of good deals on Groupon. It's an interesting way to market your business. Not great for the business owners, unless they've got a bunch of excess inventory to get rid of that's about to spoil or something. But anyway, I get their alerts, and sometimes they'll put out travel deals. I've never taken a Groupon trip, but there are just seem like some pretty good deals on these things. And they ran some cruises. I saw a 2-day cruise. I think it was to the Bahamas. You know, a short one, just a quick getaway. I was kind of thinking, oh, that's kind of interesting. I think it was $159, something like that. And so I looked at it, and I was looking at this cruise going, you know, I would love to just hop on a cruise ship for a couple of days, a few cocktails, a little sun, some breeze, get away from it all, come back, and then it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Oh, you aren't going anywhere, you unwashed, unvaxxed disease vector. I can't get on a cruise ship because everybody's forced to get vaxxed. Yet, for the second time this month, a cruise ship with fully vaccinated passengers has a COVID outbreak. And yet, have you seen the word failure? Vaccines and failure simultaneously listed in a headline together in any of the mainstream media, because the news is screaming it. The headlines seem to be ignoring it. I'll get to one more thing real quick, and then I'm going to put the pharmaceutical collusion to get this whole thing kicked off and then create a vaccine that actually causes more diseases that need more pharmaceuticals. That's the biggest scam. But I've got one that I'll get to at the beginning of next hour that I think a lot of conservatives are still falling for. I'm going to do my best to try to wake you up. It may not be successful. A lot of people might turn it off, but I think it's important. Again, I'm just doing a public service announcement show today. I mean, this is all for the benefit of humanity, to alert you. It's like calling Nana and saying the Nigerian prince thing, that's not real. You know, warning your neighbor that the guy that just pulled up in the broken down truck that says he can repair your roof, but he needs a down payment, that's not a good idea. That's all I'm doing today. It's just a warning show, just to get everybody to stay on guard. When I come back, I've got some advice for corporate America, but it really is all the way down to the local business owner. I think this is an important advice. Again, I'm doing a public service announcement, just like the Better Business Bureau. Be right back. Clay Edwards just sent a text to everybody. I always hesitate to cover anything that the other hosts send out to all the other hosts, because it may be material for their show tomorrow. So Clay can expound on this, but he just sent a text. He saw a billboard on Lakeland Drive about the kids' vaccines. You get a free lollipop. Such a disturbing image. This is the medical establishment's equivalent of, I've got some candy for you in the van. The difference being that there's a possibility that your child could come out of the van unharmed. In this particular case, your chances probably aren't so good. Really despicable stuff. But those suckers have been used for a long time to entice children. They're at the checkout of every doctor's office. Part of the diabetes lobby. I wanted to cover this just to give some advice to corporate America, to even to small business owners. Again, this whole show is just one big public service announcement, because I'm here to help. The Biden administration's attempt to force millions of American workers to either get vaccinated or risk losing their jobs has backfired spectacularly. On Monday, the New York Times published what to many probably sounded like scathing criticism coming from the notoriously pro-democratic paper. President Biden's attempt to use OSHA to try and force some 84 million workers to get vaccinated has left said employers with, quote, whiplash. Quote, they're totally confused. This was a quote in the headline. I had somebody in the story that had a comment here. Quote, my clients are totally confused, as, quite frankly, am I. That's Aaron McLaughlin, a labor and employment lawyer at Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney. She said this on Saturday. Quote, my sense is that there are a lot of employers scrambling to try to put their mandate programs in place. Well, I have a piece of advice for, I don't care if you're a large corporation, global corporation, or local mom and pop shop, if you want to solve the problem of whiplash and chaos and confusion, quit being the government's bitch. Nancy Reagan told us a while back, just say no. We're finding across the board, nurses in hospitals, students at universities, people are just saying no, and when enough people say no, the government either backs down or is slapped down in court. Now, some court has now found they have held up Joe Biden's mandate. This means it is going to the Supreme Court. Apparently, Brett Kavanaugh is already asking the Biden administration to give their side of this thing. We'll see where that ends up. I have very little faith in our, air quotes here in the studio, conservative Supreme Court. But the bottom line is two of the biggest health companies in the world, Two of the largest hospital groups in the country, HCA and Tenet, have both backed off of their vaccine mandates because enough people said no. Hell, even the L.A. County School District, the second largest school district in the country, the largest in California, has pushed back their vaccine mandate for their students to next fall because people said no. So all you business owners out there who are trying to hide behind some government edict forcing your employees against their will to get a shot they don't want for a disease they're not scared of and the shot doesn't work, quit being such a, so many words I want to use. I know there's a few I can get away with on the word. Drop a pair. Just say no. You don't have to worry about the confusion and the chaos because it's not a thing to you. This has become the philosophy of my life. I'm just looking at all of these things going on with the government and I'm just observing them. I've not been tested. I've not been vaccinated. My life has not been altered. I just say no to all this stuff. You could too. We are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. Thanks for joining me. I'm doing quite a public service today, just trying to alert everybody to the scams that are the Maxwell trial, or whoever it is that's sitting in the defendant's chair behind that mask. the Big Pharma scam. Now, a lot of people are already wide awake to. I'm going to get to one in a few minutes that I think is still being perpetuated that I'm going to try to tackle. You'll see I'm not jumping to this story. I'm kind of putting it further and further back in the show. I've got to talk about what was just on the CBS news break. I tried to find the story right after I heard it. I wasn't able to find it in a 2-minute search, but the British researchers, did I hear this right? British researchers have found that antidepressants offer no benefit over a placebo. Huh? Isn't that interesting? These headlines always seem to come from somewhere outside of the United States. Have you noticed this? I can't find the story online. It'll be memory hold very quickly. That must have been some errant copy that fell on the desk of CBS News. They don't understand who they work for. They work for Big Pharma. Now, I will say, if this is news to you, to regular listeners of this show, we've talked endlessly about these psychotropic drugs and the damage they do. But if you are hearing now that you have been paying this money and subjecting yourself to all of these side effects for nothing, because a placebo does just as well. Do not start, stop, or change your dosage on any of these medications. That is when they are extremely dangerous for you, your children, your loved ones. Don't let anybody cold turkey go off these psychotropic drugs. They're designed to hijack your brain. So make sure that if you change your dosage, you do it under a doctor's supervision. Maybe not the doctor that put you on them in the first place. I'm just spitballing here, but no better than a placebo. Isn't that interesting? Oh, let's see. What else did we have to get to today? Well, I'm just going to go ahead and get into it. I can't put it off any longer. I'm dedicated to the truth and to helping people wake up to the scams being perpetuated onto the American people. There was an event held, not sure when this was, fairly recently, though, last couple of days, I guess. There's a tour going on. Donald Trump and Bill O'Reilly are making a tour, and this little segment here, I'm going to play a longer version of it in just a second, but this segment seems to be making the rounds.
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it, too. Okay, so...
Don't. That's all. There's a very tiny group over there.
So Trump and Bill O'Reilly got booed when they talk about how they've both been vaxxed. Bill O'Reilly making sure everybody lines up like a good little soldier and gets the jab. Donald Trump tells you he's been boosted, too. And then there's some boos from the audience. So what Trump does is he says, oh, that's just luck. No. That's just a small little group of weirdos over there on the side. Do I need to play it again? I'm going to play it again.
President and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it, too. Okay, so...
Don't. That's all. There's a very tiny group over there.
Yeah, just a little tiny group. Don't pay any attention to the troublemakers over there in the corner. This was a longer version of it. This is, again, Bill O'Reilly and Donald Trump are making a tour around the country. More on that in just a second.
But look, we did something that was historic. We saved tens of millions of lives worldwide. We,
wow,
together, all of us. Not me. We got it.
I like this. This is genius. Get people to start taking credit. They're resisting it now, but if they start to think, wait, I'm one of the people that saved tens of millions of people by rolling out this life-saving clot shot? Get them on your side by trying to give them credit for it, too.
Had a vaccine done, three vaccines done, and tremendous therapeutics like Regeneron and other things that have saved a lot of lives. We got a vaccine done in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take from 5 to 12 years.
That's the testing period they usually use. It was supposed to take, you know, 5 to 10 years of long-term safety trials. We got those skipped completely.
Because of that vaccine, millions and millions of people, I think this would have been the Spanish flu of 1917, where up to 100 million people died. This was going to ravage the country far beyond what it is right now.
That's so weird, because I seem to remember there was some guy, I think he was president not long ago, was saying that, you know, this is not this huge life-threatening disease. This is a bad flu, except for the elderly and people with terrible comorbidities. I can't recall who that was. He was a president. He was a president of the United States. This was like a year and a half ago. I can't recall.
Take credit for it. Take credit for it. It's a great, what we've done is historic. Don't let them take away. Don't take it.
Here it comes. Don't let these naysayers take away the credit from you. You, the Trump supporter. You made this vaccine happen. Don't let all these naysayers come in here and try to turn you against this shot.
Gun is historic. Don't let them take it away. Don't take it away from ourselves. You're playing right into their hands when you sort of like, oh, the vaccine. If you don't.
Oh, see, that's what it is. You're playing into their hands. I'm not sure who the they is in this particular thing. But Trump says if you oppose this shot, you're playing into their hands. I guess this is. I mean, the Democrats are for it, so you wouldn't really be playing into their hands. I'm not sure who their hands are. That maybe he's talking about the conspiracy theorists. I'm not sure who their hands are. I'm going to play this again. I find this truly amazing.
Ourselves, you're playing right into their hands when you sort of like, oh, the vaccine. If you don't want to take it, you shouldn't be forced to take it. No mandates, but take credit because we saved tens of millions of lives. Take credit. Don't let them take that away from you.
Okay, so the president made news.
Do you agree with that?
Right?
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too. Okay, so.
Don't. That's all. There's a very tiny group of it.
There you go. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not sure how long it's going to take before they just put the vaccine in cups of red Kool-Aid. Just pick a day when everyone takes it all at once. It'd be kind of a ceremonial thing. I mean, the COVID cultist would enjoy the ceremony of it, and it worked so well for Jim Jones. He got him. Did you hear the crowd? By the time he got done with that, it was a minute 24, the last 15 seconds. It took him about a minute to get a room full of people to start taking credit for this shot that saved tens of millions of lives. At the beginning of that minute, they were against the shot. But by the time he got him around, 60 seconds is how long it took him to turn everybody to say, yeah, that's right. We should get the credit. We elected the president who skipped all the safety trials, cut through the red tape of all those annoying long-term safety trials, and got this shot straight out into the market. There are two tremendously disgusting things about this to me, and then I'm going to tell you, I've been diagnosed with something too. I'm going to go ahead and break that news here. But there's two things about this clip that I find incredibly disturbing. For those of you who will stick around, I'll let you know what that is on the other side of this break.
I went home with a waitress. The way
You know, I have seriously wondered how I have not contracted COVID over the past year with this virulent disease. I mean, maybe I'll get it tomorrow, but so far I've made it through. If I did get it, I didn't know, but I've taken no precautions whatsoever. I mean, I don't never put on a pair of gloves. I've never wiped anything down. I didn't accelerate my hand washing after about 2 weeks. I will admit, the first 2 weeks, I probably did a little bit of excess hand washing. That was it. No masks, no shots, no nothing. I take vitamin D, but I've been taking that for the past 15 years. I've taken no precautions. I shake hands. I don't socially distance. I don't self-isolate. I even go out after 10 o'clock at night, you know, when COVID's really serious. They've told us that because that's when they force restaurants to shut down. It's that 10 o'clock witching hour where COVID, the nocturnal COVID comes out. I even go out after 10 o'clock. And I haven't come down with COVID. It's really quite interesting to me. But I believe I've tested positive for something else. And I've been fighting it for a long time, but I believe I'm finally there. I have come down with a case of TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. Now, wait a second before you start saying, I knew it! The guy's a never-Trumper. That's like the hysterics calling somebody who gets the shot and then tells people about their adverse reaction, calling them an anti-vaxxer. Because I voted for Donald Trump. I was excited to see Donald Trump come into office. But the side effects of the Trump presidency were just too much for me to take, and I report on them and have been reporting on them for years. So you can't be a never-Trumper if you voted for Donald Trump, like you can't be an anti-vaxxer if you took the shot. But see, the other thing is, too, I not only have Trump derangement syndrome at this point, I also have Biden derangement syndrome. I cannot stand this man. I have Obama derangement syndrome. I have WDS. I've got CDS from Clinton derangement syndrome. I've got BDS from the Bush 1 derangement syndrome. So I've suffered from all of them, and I think I've got a full-blown case of Trump derangement syndrome. Trump is now crisscrossing the country, charging his supporters $136, $138 minimum, thousands of dollars to get VIP tickets to these things. For him to come out and sell you on the shot and try to get you to internalize credit for this shot. And it sounds like during the, according to the crowd reaction there, it was working. We'll see. I know I'm told to ignore this. And believe me, I know this does not make me popular anywhere in conservative circles. I suspect there is a WYAB Christmas party that I haven't been invited to. I'm not sure. I haven't gotten an invitation. I suspect they all get together and, you know, they don't want the turd in the punch bowl that is Mike Madison because, anyway, this clip of Trump, I mean, I've talked about Trump hawking this vaccine for a while, and there's a whole lot of people who say, well, I disagree with him on this one issue, and I'm constantly beating the drum. This one issue, the experimentation on mankind, what I believe to be the largest medical crime in the history of planet Earth. That little issue, to me, it's a pretty big issue. But it's even worse. I'm going to play this clip one more time. I find this to be pretty stunning. There was conscious effort put into this between Donald Trump and his advisors when he knows his supporters are not supporting this mass vaccination plan, a large chunk of them. Probably that hardcore 30% of the population that were true Trump fans is that same hardcore 30% they have bumped up against when it comes to resisting these shots. And credit to all of you who have done that. But instead of acknowledging that and saying, maybe we're on the wrong side of history, we need to change our tact and realize these people, maybe they're not all stupid. Maybe we should look at VAERS. Maybe we should look at this program. Maybe we should acknowledge there was no testing and we should reverse. Instead, they are attempting to convince you to go to the other side. I'm going to play this clip again. And what they did was they kind of tested this. They batted this around the room. Advisors of Donald Trump, along with Donald Trump, batted this around the room. How do we get them on board with this shot? His advisors know, Donald Trump knows, his supporters are not supporting this mass experimentation that is now creeping into our children's lives. They know that, and they could have They could have changed their ideas, but instead they, for some reason, and we'll speculate on that, for some reason, they feel the necessity to try to change you and your point of view. And they decided, let's get them to accept credit for it. Let's make them feel like they're a part of this program, and maybe they'll quit talking bad about it.
But look, we did something that was historic. We saved tens of millions of lives worldwide. We, together, all of us, not me, we got a vaccine.
Did you help with this Operation Warp Speed? I mean, I'm not really even sure how this makes any logical sense to think that we, I mean, I guess you could say, well, I voted for him, so I put him in office, so he was in place to get Operation Warp Speed through and cut through all the red tape of those pesky long-term safety studies. I mean, I guess that's the we he's discussing.
Vaccine done, three vaccines done, and tremendous therapeutics like Regeneron and other things that have saved a lot of lives. We got a vaccine done in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take from 5 to 12 years. Because of that vaccine, millions and millions of people. I think this would have been the Spanish flu of 1917, where up to 100 million people died. This was going to ravage the country far beyond what it is right now. Take credit for it. It's a great, what we've done is historic. Don't let them take it away. Don't take it away from ourselves. You're playing right into their hands when you sort of like, oh, the vaccine. If you don't want to take it, you shouldn't be forced to take it. No mandates, but take credit because we saved tens of millions of lives. Take credit. Don't let them take that away from you.
Okay, so the president made news.
Do you agree with that?
Right?
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too. Okay, so.
Don't. That's all. There's a very tiny group over there.
Yeah, so I'm going kind of hardcore on this. I know this is probably not, it's not popular. A lot of people that I know, that I love, that I like a lot. Look, I've spent the first hour trying to wake you up to scams. I'm going to spend the second hour. I don't care where it takes me. I'm not going to avoid a topic because I think I might hurt somebody's feelings or I might not be popular. I've done 5 years of a show. A lot of topics probably not real popular, but I got to tell you, a lot of things I talked about 4 or 5 years ago became a lot more apparent over the past 4 or 5 years, and I think that I don't know, my credibility has really been challenged. People may consider this a difference of opinion, but I am disgusted by this, so I'm not going to mince words. First of all, he's still selling this shot. Like I said, he knows that his supporters are that last group of resistors to this thing. And he's decided, instead of acquiescing, acknowledging their very legitimate concerns over this shot that is having horrible consequences for a lot of people, and we have no idea what it does long term, instead of acknowledging that and respecting that, he is attempting to turn you, explain to you why you're wrong. That's the grossest thing. But secondly, and maybe even worse than that, is, do you believe that Donald Trump and Bill O'Reilly actually took two experimental shots and now a third booster shot? I do not. I don't think Biden took it either. And I think most of the most powerful people did not take the shot that you little people are taking. And I don't think that's an unpopular sentiment. I think there's probably a lot of people who believe a lot of these shots. I don't believe Anthony Fauci took an experimental shot. He's been around long enough to see vaccine trials go horribly wrong. And I doubt very seriously he or any of these people that are hawking this thing out there on you little people have taken it. What does that mean? If Donald Trump will get in front of a room full of people who paid $136, $138 per ticket, I want to be accurate, and so it's one of those two numbers. I reported it a couple of weeks ago. He would sit in front of a room full of supporters and lie to you about taking this experimental shot. Now, some of the politicians, some of the elites may be dumb enough to have actually taken this thing, but I'm pretty doubtful, and I think a lot of people are with me. You believe that Donald Trump has actually taken this thing, or is he sitting in front of a room full of people who paid to see him and lying to them about taking this shot? And by sitting there, he's showing the safety. He's talking about the tremendous benefits. He's talking about all the lives that it saved. He is, to the Trump supporters, to that hardcore 30% resistor, he is the point man in trying to convince you that you're wrong. So if anybody wants to call, I got to take a break. But when I come back, 601-879-0002, if there's any supporters over there that want to explain to me, and I've got a couple of theories here, maybe the ones that'll pop up. I'm always trying to kind of think out ahead of what the objections might be to any points I make. But if anybody wants to tell me why I'm supposed to ignore this incredible crime against his own supporters, you feel free to give me a call. All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, and I am your, I'll say fearless host, Mike Madison, come into Central Mississippi and admit my now self-diagnosed case of Trump derangement syndrome. It is layered on top of my Biden derangement syndrome, Obama derangement syndrome, W. Bush derangement syndrome, Clinton. I'm just deranged. I can't stand any of these people. But I'm here as a public service announcement. I'm just calling it. That clip I'm playing, I may play it again. I'm so floored by the tactic taken by Donald Trump now around this shot. And his tactic now is to convince you that you're playing into their hands if you resist this shot. That you need to embrace it. That you need to think about it as an accomplishment that you did. That is essentially diabolical to me. And today I'm exposing scams. You know, how do I say this without getting really personal? I'm very close to some people who have experienced infidelity in their marriage. I'll put it that way. And I had a friend call me after this person that I know quite intimately had a wife have an extramarital affair. And this friend called me, and he was one of my best friends in the world. We talk about a lot of things. Talk about our feelings. That's not true. We didn't talk about our feelings, but he did call me up with some level of concern for his marriage. Things felt kind of weird to him. And he started describing what was taking place. And I knew the warning signs. I knew exactly what was happening. And so I tough-loved my friend, and I said, "Friend, your wife may be having an affair." He brought it up first. I didn't, you know, we talked for a while. He told me what was going on. He said, "Something's not right, you know, spending more time out, can't get in touch with her, this kind of stuff." And I said, he said, "I don't think she's having an affair." I said, "It sounds like she is. I would not think that that's not the case." And it wasn't because I wanted this to happen. It's because I loved this guy. And I wanted him to go into this with his eyes open, having had recent experience with people very close to me and being able to spot the signs. I wanted him to not be taken advantage of. He was a great guy. And it's the same reason I'm doing this for people who are considering the shot. I'm bringing out the facts. We're going through the statistics around the world showing you that this thing is not working. I'm telling you the corruption, the revolving door between the FDA and the CDC, the pharmaceutical companies. It's why I believe I'm on the side of American troops by opposing these endless wars that are only for the Wall Street warmongers, not for national security in any way. This is tough love stuff. And a lot of people that I really, really, really like are big Trump supporters. But I got to tell you, I think a scam is being run on you right now as Trump has decided his tactic is to convince you to take credit for this shot that you played a part in it. And then if you resist it, you're playing into their hands. That is one of the most despicable things I've ever heard. Now, what I may be missing, and I've tried to explore this, and I've tried to anticipate the arguments that people might give me, maybe what I'm missing is the, air quotes here in the studio, the plan. You got to dig deep to find this one. I mean, you know, I'm not a good one with pretzel logic. I'm an observer of this stuff. And, you know, just like with my friend in his marriage, he's in that marriage. He's so close that he couldn't see the warning signs. But as an observer with no dog in the hunt except love for my friend, I could see the warning signs. I could see, not the warning signs, to me, I could see the telltale signs that his wife was being unfaithful to him. And so I told him. It didn't feel good. I didn't want to tell him. And it turned out I was right. I don't take any pleasure in that either. But I was certainly going to shoot straight with him. So I'm an observer. If you're wearing a t-shirt, if you have bumper stickers on your car, if you've adorned your house in paraphernalia, if you have told everybody that you are this until you die, you're too close. Just like my friend was too close in that marriage to see what was quite obviously happening. You're too close. I'm an observer. So, but I am going to float out some ideas. Maybe Trump is taking down the deep state by enriching the pharmaceutical companies, who they will, he will then use them and their tremendous power to, I lose it there. I can't quite, hundreds of billions to big pharma that has been paying fines for abusing people around the world for years. Is he turning the, maybe there's something there. I can't figure that one out. Or maybe he knows. I'm trying to figure out the 3D chess that must be involved in this move to try to convince the supporters that they should actually be on the side of this mass experimentation, because this is a crucial time. We need your children to roll their sleeves up too. A lot of hesitation. I think only 16% of the 5-year-olds have gotten the shot so far. So we're bumping up against that stubborn 30% of Trump supporters. We got to make some inroads there. Maybe he knows that just liberals will get the shot. Although I know a lot of conservatives that have gotten it, so that doesn't seem to to play out. But I'm just trying to search for the 3D chess here. I may play this clip again so people can start kind of noodling around with it and being more prepared if you haven't heard this new tact. We've got a caller in line. Caller, are you with me? Hello? All right. I think they're gone. Call me back. Here's some other theories that I've come up with. So maybe only liberals get the shot. And that doesn't make sense to me, because I know a lot of conservatives got into it. But, you know, maybe the conservatives that got the shot are the ones that he convinced with his Dallas appearance with Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly also trying to convince you of this. And that will be just as successful as Bill O'Reilly, who convinced me. See, I've been in this before. It's like my friend in the infidelity. I've been there. I've been duped. So As they try to sell this thing to the supporters, all of the supporters who actually fall for this, maybe they don't understand the nuances of what he's saying, and they go along with this and say, oh, I actually am responsible for this shot. I guess I should take it now. And they end up getting harmed too. I guess they're collateral damage. I don't know. I told you, it's difficult for me with pretzel logic. Maybe he knows that the younger generations are starting to skew towards the left, right? There's a lot of headlines, a lot of stories about that. We've seen a lot of our youth more embrace socialism. So by maybe really killing and maiming a whole lot of our youth, maybe in the long run, it's worth the tens of millions of Americans that are sidelined for either death or permanent disability, getting them out of the voting pool somehow, and then we save the nation from socialism. Is that what it is? I mean, I am just trying to figure it out, but, you know, I am not the genius in this equation. Or maybe it's this. This was kind of a fun one. I went through comments on the stories that I saw. As I say, this clip of Trump at this Dallas rally, where supporters paid $138 to be told that they need to get on board with the clot shot. I read comments under these stories. It's going around on conservative media. I wasn't looking at Huffington Post. Huffington Post would be cheering him for this exact speech. That's the kind of bizarro thing. And yet somehow I know there are people out there right now that have tuned out or will tell me that I'm wrong on this thing. But I did find another possible explanation down in the comments section. I got a caller in line. Caller, are you with me?
Yes, sir. I missed the first part of your show. Sorry about that. But have you covered Lee Griffin yet?
Lee Griffin, no.
That's who old Tate Reeves nominated to go on the board, and she is a Pfizer employee.
Right, right. Yeah, the Pfizer the Pfizer gal that's on our – I mean, I would be interested to know. Now, I have not ever covered that, and I know that's gone around a lot rightfully. It should. I mean, we should – we're starting to understand this corruption now. I mean, I've been railing against pharmaceutical companies for 5 years and the revolving doors, and no one really cared as long as they got their antidepressants and their Netflix. But now people are seeing it, so it is a great thing to point to. I do wonder if anybody's looked at all of the other people that have been appointed that are already sitting there. You know, she's just the latest. I guarantee you she's not the first pharma rep or that sat on our medical board here.
Well, no, she's not the first, and she won't be the last.
Right.
She's the first since I woke up
and started
getting active, and I started calling, and I started getting out with my senators and actually deciding that, you know, I'm not going to wait on somebody else to stand up for me. I'm going to stand up for myself.
Yeah,
so she's the first for me.
Right, yeah. Well, that's, I mean, and that's fantastic. That's how things happen. I mean, you know, we all kind of wake up at different times. Different things kind of are jarring to us, and then we start confirming what we have woken up to and seeing these kinds of things. So, yeah, Tate Reeves, either completely tone deaf or just bought off or whatever it is. I don't know, but I love the fact that people are seeing this.
Well, I just want everybody to think about the fact that in New York, they're doing a mandate where you can't leave your house unless you've had a shot. Now, whether you're for them or against them, that's neither here nor there. Being mandated, and I was talking to my wife last night, what if the people in charge are scared of the dark? Does that mean that everybody has to have a light on when they're sleeping? It's basically that simple.
Yeah, I mean, it's insanity, pure insanity. Yep, I don't know why people are going along with it. It's like I'm missing this obedience gene or something. I don't know.
Well, they will need to wake up, start calling, figure out who Lee Griffin is, figure out if they want it. And, I mean, for every one phone call that you make to your senator, they turn it as 1,000 people.
Yep,
so,
yep. You're right. Yeah, people need to get engaged. I guess she's got to, when the legislature comes back in session, she's got a confirmation hearing. So it's not I don't think it's accomplished yet. I think she has to go through an approval process so we can stop it.
Exactly. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. So here is, where am I on a break? Like I say, I'm trying to figure out the 3D chess here and what this is. So here's the interesting thing. I'm reading conservative media. Conservative media is sharing this Trump clip about him. What feels like apparently to a lot of conservative outlets, and these are kind of alternative sites. I'm not talking about, you know, Breitbart. I don't know if it's on Breitbart. Matter of fact, I'm going to do a search during the break and see if Breitbart is covering this or if this is one of those convenient things they need to try to ignore and pretend it didn't really happen. This is going around on alternative conservative sites, and I am reading through the comments, and I got to tell you, there is a whole lot of "I voted for him twice, never agains" on there in one way, shape, or form. And I think this is a horrible calculation, unless the goal is not to get reelected. The goal is simply to get people injected. There's got to be a kind of a rhyme in there. The goal is not election. The goal is injection. Hey, here, I'll go ahead and read this one comment here. this guy said, everybody in this comment section is just saying, "I can't believe Trump is doing this." A lot of people are still saying he needs to reverse course, but I got to tell you, he's in so deep right now. Would you feel like it's a genuine reversal at any point? The evidence is already in. Tens of thousands of people are dead from the shot. Athletes are dropping on the field of play. The Omicron is nothing but a cold, and they're trying to get you to get a third shot. They are rolling these shots out at our five-year-olds, and Trump hasn't reversed course. Is there any point where he could reverse course now and you'd go, "Oh, okay, well, that's better"? He's responsible and taking responsibility for Operation Warp Speed. He's not coming out and saying, "Look, they kind of rushed this thing through, but they convinced me it was..." There's a lot of people out there, "Well, he got duped." I know a lot of people listening to me right now, "Yeah, you're right, but he just got duped." Well, I mean, if somebody was this easily duped, and at this point, with all of the information we have just on VAERS, they're still being duped? How bright an individual is that? But here's, as I say, the pretzel logic. Here's one commenter on this clip of Donald Trump and Bill O'Reilly. He says, "Not Donald Trump. Just like the old hag playing Hillary isn't the real Hillary, or like Joseph Biden, not Biden. The development of look-alike actors along with foolproof scripts make the switching much easier than it used to be. Again, not Trump. Is the real one alive? We do not know, but can definitely state this isn't Trump." Wow. These limbs you're clinging to are getting thinner and thinner and thinner. Be right back. final segment, possibly to the relief of many, for today's show. Excuse me. I have it's tough coming out with TDS. I did a quick scroll of Breitbart. I don't see any reference to this part of the speech where he tries to where Donald Trump tries to weaponize his supporters' trust in him and turn it into faith in the shots. Nothing about that. It does say Bill O'Reilly. It looks like they're quoting Bill O'Reilly. He's running. This means Trump is a 79-year-old man is going to continue to try to keep this thing going. Underneath that, it says poll. Trump leads Biden by 8 points in hypothetical presidential matchup. That will be used to rally the troops. Breitbart is great at giving you. There's a lot of negative stories on here about Francis Collins at the NIH, about Anthony Fauci. A lot of negative stories about Democrats. Every one of them well justified. It's just they seem to leave out a lot of stuff on Breitbart. Triple vaccinated CNBC host Jim Cramer tests positive for coronavirus. 48 aboard cruise ship docked in Miami test positive for coronavirus. So it seems like Breitbart's kind of tiptoeing around what's probably popular with their readers, that this vaccine is failing. They seem to be tiptoeing around that, but they leave out the part about Donald Trump trying to sell his supporters on taking the shot, bragging about taking the booster. Huh, that's so weird, isn't it? Yeah, Trump's going to be running in 2024. Let me just go ahead and warn you. I'm not going to be touting any candidates because I've read off the list of people like Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, some truly bad ones. Ron DeSantis, probably the best out of all of them, but Ron DeSantis is out trying to sell the shots too. Why? Because big pharmaceutical companies line these people's pockets. Donald Trump got, I believe, $1 million from Pfizer for his inauguration fund in 2017. And I would imagine those were not the end of his contributions. And I would imagine probably contributions are going into his PAC right now. All he has to do is try to get that stubborn 30% of people, which probably really heavily overlaps with Trump supporters. He has got to finish the job. He's got to get this last group of hesitant people to come along for this grand experiment. I can't see it any other way. And the fact he is weaponizing his supporters' trust in him is one of the most disgusting things I've seen. My complaints with Donald Trump after having voted for him are laundry list long. He enabled the deep state. He did not defeat the deep state. He said a lot of words about things like that. Sent out a lot of tweets that made him really look like he was engaged in the fight. But by the time 2020 rolled around, the deep state was stronger than ever. Federal Reserve, more powerful than it has ever been. And that is, in my opinion, as you all know, the Death Star. They'd never owned more stuff. They'd never printed more money. They'd never been involved in more different types of securities. They'd never cornered more of the financial market than they had after 4 years of Donald Trump. The Defense Department had never been bigger. I did see a story the other day. How is it that we have ended a war, supposedly ended the war in Afghanistan, yet our defense budget's gone up? Isn't that interesting? Republican, Democrat, up, 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 up and away. Both parties, and now I believe Donald Trump has fully exposed he is serving the interests of Big Pharma. It's tough love, man. Am I wrong on the other scams that I laid out today? Now, I'm not certain about what's going on with the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. There's a possibility it's actually her, not skinny Oprah, as I suspect. It's just a supposition. It may be a coincidence that her trial is falling on Christmas week when people are maximally distracted. But when it comes to the Big Pharma scam, when it comes to the war scam, when it comes to so many of these things, the revolving door, these kinds of things, they're very well documented. So really the last piece of the puzzle in this particular show is Donald Trump compromised to Big Pharma? And is there anything else about him that is so compelling that you can continue to overlook what he said? And we're going to play it one more time.
But look, we did something that was historic. We saved tens of millions of lives worldwide. We, together, all of us, not me, we got a vaccine done, three vaccines done, and tremendous therapeutics like Regeneron and other things that have saved a lot of lives. We got a vaccine done in less than 9 months that was supposed to take from 5 to 12 years. Because of that vaccine, millions and millions of people, I think this would have been the Spanish flu of 1917, where up to 100 million people died. This was going to ravage the country far beyond what it is right now. Take credit for it. What we've done is historic. Don't let them take it away. Don't take it away from ourselves. You're playing right into their hands when you sort of like, oh, the vaccine. If you don't want to take it, you shouldn't be forced to take it. No mandates, but take credit because we saved tens of millions of lives.
And the sad thing is just the words, no mandates. He hadn't spoken out against the specific mandates, hadn't been railing against them, hadn't been funneling money to this stuff. Just the words. That's all Trump needs. One little throwaway line and he's good.
No
Jeez.
Matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try.